When I look from the perspective that in however long it's going to take, I'm going to die and I'm going to be with this group that is going to engineer a different setup, a different design for a next or the next intelligent species. I have probably of all the contributors the most input given the number of experiments and given that I am an empath. So as I am looking what's there that isn't working, that a garden variety human can't operate or can't have access to or doesn't have, I first probably would talk about the switches. The switches that are too sophisticated for a human to operate. You see, if you put a chimpanzee and all kinds of levers and dials and buttons and all kinds of things, they will experiment and if they can see what the action caused, then maybe they learn to push it if it's a desirable action, right? But the way the switches are put, the result, the consequence of pushing that switch accidentally or intentionally or experimentally isn't producing a clear result. For me, when I was sitting exactly at this place, talking to Sivan, who was my advisor from the Kabbalah Center, and she said, you can connect to Source at any point. Source is right there and waits for you to connect. And I said, oh, okay, and I connected. And I remember what I did. I kind of moved my whole upper body, but especially my head, to connect, and I connected. And from that point on, I could connect at any time because that is an expression of intention for me to throw my head back. But do normal people notice that now they are connected? No, it's not that dramatic. I mean, when I first realized that I'm at home, it was after the experience being at home. It was after I was alone and I was sitting in the glory that became glory only after a couple of minutes. So the indicators for a normal human to appreciate that they activated something are too subtle or non-existent for them to actually learn to operate. Just like as if what happens when a monkey pushes a button if it happened outside of their purview. So that's a mistake. If you want all of humanity to evolve to a higher level, then you need to make it obvious, and you may even need to make it dramatic. I must talk about a fear that I must look at a fear or a concern that when you access higher power, your own higher power, then you can use it for evil. So let me muscle test if this is true. Can you use it for evil? And the answer is no. So So the moment you are connected, and the moment you are set intention, and the moment you are on the vertical plane, the creative plane, the higher plane, then the urges to for desire to receive for the self alone are not there, which means that so that concern that now these are going to be really, really powerful people, and they are going to wrestle the entire world under their feet, under their shoes. No, I don't think so. So that is one issue that I see from the perspective of what it is that I am going to have to tell that group of people that is tasked to design the next intelligent species. The other thing that I am noticing, and that's why I am running these experimental groups so that I can see what people are doing, is that it seems to me that the culture of Homo sapiens is that you want to get results either without working for it or with as little as possible. There are five people in the Hero program where the job is to set tasks to achieve a certain result down the line, either business result or personal results or any result, maybe health results, I don't care, spiritual results, it really doesn't matter. I have to stop again, I have to sneeze. Okay, I'm back. What I am noticing is that they are not striving for more. They are not striving to achieve more. They are not striving to get things done faster. They set themselves a curriculum, 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, 30 minutes there, and they don't even track the quality or the speed or the amount of work that they get done in that period. They just don't care. So there must be some, and I don't know if it's current cultural or total culture. They are looking forward to the end of the task. They don't consider the task their life. So I can tell you something from where I am, and I live on the vertical plane, is that my life is my work. And I am not striving to get it done. I'm striving to do it. The joy is in the doing, not in the finishing it. And the same thing with my reading. Okay? It's not, so on the vertical plane, that's not how people live. Now, today I'm going to have at the prison break a conversation where I am going to attempt to create more inspiration and more enthusiasm and more ambition to achieve something. Because I promise you that with the tiny little 5 minute, 7 minute, 30 minute, I got it done, nothing is going to change because that's not how things get accomplished. Real accomplishments require real concentrated input. And what I am seeing is that people shy away from input, which means to me that they are not interested in the result. So I am going to attempt to cause them to want the result. Can I do it? We shall see, okay? I'll report back when I can. Thank you.